Good evening, Patriots. My name is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Tuesday, June 30th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are following along at home, doing your own Q decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub and QAG.news. If you have an Android device and you would like to get notifications when Q is posting, you have a couple of options. These apps are not available in the Play Store, but if you go to the websites, there are instructions on how to install the apps manually on your device. qalerts.app/app or qmap.pub/info/mobile. If you're new to the Q movement, or if you just want to get some more information about what Q's operation is all about, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. I cover a lot of the themes that Q discusses in the first 2 to 3 months of the operation: Saudi Arabia, the Iran deal, the Clinton Foundation, some other subjects that are amusing and interesting. That book, Calm Before the Storm, is available on both Amazon and Barnes & Noble. My theme for this broadcast is Rising to the Occasion. And we're going to feature our friend Enoch in this update so he gets the thumbnail. Q posted a link to the Twitter page of our friend Enoch, who has been posting video after video after video. He's been posting these videos for about 4 or 5 days of Patriots taking the oath as digital soldiers. So we have a link here to his Twitter page. And then Q writes, "Rising to the occasion, understanding what's at stake. God bless each and every one of you. We will not fail. Where we go one, we go all. Q." So there's a link to Enoch's Twitter page. And then one of the Anons here said, "Understand why his entire account and not a single tweet was tagged in the Q drop." These are just some of the videos of Patriots taking the pledge to be digital soldiers. And he, like I said, he's just been posting these for days. So if you want to see some of them, you can go check them out. And then Q responded, "Stand at the ready." Q. On the 26th, Q posted this: "As the darkness falls, so does our enemies." Now I thought, that's not grammatically correct. And the Anons were wondering, "Hey, Q, what's with the grammar? Is it wrote grammar kitty, or was that on purpose?" And then Q responded, "ES, usually that is a indicator of Eric Schmidt. Mistakes to you are roadmaps to others." So he has Eric Schmidt in the kill box. And I think this was a message to Eric Schmidt and some other people that problems are coming. We know that Attorney General Barr said that in the next couple of weeks, the DOJ's investigation into Google, specifically, I think Barr was talking about antitrust investigation, but there may be some criminal issues there as well. Barr said we'll be seeing some action on that in the next coming weeks. So I'm wondering if Q is kind of foreshadowing that. I don't really know, but that would be my guess. So Jesus worshiper Karen Loves You said, "Why isn't it Edward Snowden?" This is ES. Usually when Q is shortening people's names, he almost always indicates Snowden as at Snowden. And Eric Schmidt is ES. Why did ES leave Google? G. Where is at Snowden? So that's normally how it works, although it's not always the case. In this post, the Anons were asking, "You have half the board thinking ES is Eric Schmidt, the other half thinking ES is Edward Snowden. Please confirm." And then Q wrote, "It should be clear in this context that ES equals Snowden. It should be clear based on previous drop, GameComs," this was referring to ways that the deep state was communicating, "why ES was included. It should be clear that ES was used in both Google and Snowden drops to establish a link." So sometimes ES could be actually both of them. Steph took the oath. I'll let you listen to this video.
"I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. Where we go one, we go all."
And Q responded, "The next few weeks will demonstrate our resolve. Where we go one, we go all, Q." I found that to be an ominous warning. I have seen some things in dreams recently that suggest we have some interesting days ahead of us. Nothing to worry about, but definitely some things to pray about. So make sure you're in prayer over the next several weeks. Q posted this. I'm just going to read this post here. It's fairly long. And this is just part one. It's a two-part message. A person's value, one, vote, two, monetary value, tax contribution, three, is left blank. Why is free thought ridiculed, challenged, and threatened when a person is opposed to the mainstream narrative? Okay, now two, which is referring to this up here, your value, your monetary value. Two remains fixed, the degree allowable by economic recession and expansion. Your value as a voter remains a variable. It's dependent on a controlled system of information dissemination. So politicians can more or less rely on you to contribute your tax money to support their corruption, but they can't always rely on you to vote for them when November comes around. So getting them to control you and to vote for them is a matter of a system of information dissemination. That's why the mainstream media pushes a certain narrative. What happens when 90% of the media is controlled and owned by six corporations? What happens when these same corporations are operated and controlled by a political ideology? What happens when the news is no longer free from bias? What happens when the news is no longer reliable and independent? What happens when the news is no longer trustworthy? What happens when the news simply becomes an extension or arm of a political party? Fact becomes fiction. Fiction becomes fact. When does news become propaganda? Identity creation. How does the average person who is under constant financial stress by design find time to research and discern fact versus fiction? Are the majority of people more prone to believe someone in power sitting behind a big brand news name? Do people, human psyche, tend to follow the majority mainstream viewpoint in fear of being isolated or shunned? Mainstream is used for a reason. It allows them to dominate trends and opinion. If the majority of people believe X, then X must be valid or true. Why do mainstream media heads with different organizations always use the same keywords and or catchphrases? Psychological warfare. Coordinated by who? Outside entity providing instructions? CIA. Do they count on the fact that people, human psyche, are more prone to believe something if it is heard over and over again by different trusted sources? Do echo chamber tactics provide validation and credibility to the topic or point being discussed? Is that a threat to intellectual freedom? Would control over or control of these institutions and organizations allow for the mass control of the population's viewpoint regarding a desired topic? Read again and digest. And this is part two. Would control of or control over these institutions and organizations allow for mass control of a population or viewpoint regarding a desired topic? Think Black Lives Matter push every 4 years. Logical thinking. Why, after the election of 2016, did Democrats and the media corporations jumpstart a coordinated and planned divisive blitz intended to create falsehoods regarding the illegitimacy of the election, character assassination of POTUS through sexism, racism, and every other ism? How much of the population still believes POTUS colluded with Russia due to the MSDNC 365 blitz? No MSDNC retraction of POTUS-Russia collusion narrative? Propaganda. Why? Pre and post 2016 election. Why were and why are violent, masked terror organizations such as Antifa immediately created and funded and allowed to operate within Democrat-controlled cities, safe zones. Why were these organizations tasked with immediate intimidation, shutdown of any pro-POTUS rallies and or events? Why were marches immediately organized to counter and silence pro-POTUS rallies and or events? Why were marches immediately organized which divided people into sex, gender, race, and other isms? When you control the levers of news dissemination, you control the narrative. Control of the narrative equals power. When you are blind, what do you see? Then what you divided, divided by religion, divided by race, divided by sex, divided by political affiliation, divided by class. When you are divided and angry and controlled, you target those who are different from you, not those who are responsible, the controllers. Divided, you are weak. Divided, you pose no threat to their control. When non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or the stable, in brackets, livestock, kept, sheep. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, the groupthink collective, and have free thought. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that positions regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism, rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. This represents a clear and present danger to the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. Q. The Spunk had a tweet, and I don't know if that tweet is still available. That tweet got taken down. It was a Q proof. So Q responded to that tweet, "If the news is untrustworthy, corrupt, controlled, and simply an extension, an arm of the Democrat Party, how do you circumvent controlled lines of communications, propaganda? How do you communicate directly with the people? Back channels are important, information warfare, knowledge is power." Q. Q posted this. This is an older post from April 14th of 2020. When does the non-disclosure agreement expire regarding drudge sale to foreign entity? Think 2020 presidential election plus one day. And then Q posted this in response. When does a COVID-19, two in brackets, MSDNC fear push end? Think 2020 presidential election plus one day. Democrat Party death spiral. Q. Q posted a link to an article on the BBC. They're reporting that another flu virus pandemic looks like it might be coming out of China, headed toward a city near you. Q responded to that, another Chinese special delivery? Q. Jim Jordan tweeted this out, the same people who broke the Russia hoax story now expect us to believe they're reporting on President Trump ignoring bounties on American troops. Don't think so. This is in reference to some bounty that was supposedly put on American troops. The president and Rick Grenell and others are denying the truth of the New York Times story. So Q responded, Department of Defense whistleblower coming, Schiff investigation hearing coming. So Q is expecting another whistleblower complaint, which will, of course, lead to another hearing in the House under the leadership of Adam Schiff. Win by any means necessary, all assets deployed, live or die. Democrat Party and foreign puppet masters, string pullers, death spiral. Q. They're doing the death spiral. All right. Q posted this yesterday. The news is fake. The insurgency is real. And then Q posted this. It's that letter from Archbishop Vigano. And you know what? I'll read it to you. In recent months, we have been witnessing the formation of two opposing sides that I would call biblical. The children of light and the children of darkness. The children of light constitute the most conspicuous part of humanity, while the children of darkness represent an absolute minority. And yet the former are the object of a sort of discrimination that places them in a situation of moral inferiority with respect to their adversaries, who often hold strategic positions in government, in politics, in the economy, and in the media. In an apparently inexplicable way, the good are held hostage by the wicked and those who help them, either out of self-interest or fearfulness. These two sides, which have a biblical nature, follow the clear separation between the offspring of the woman and the offspring of the serpent. On the one hand, There are those who, although they have a thousand defects and weaknesses, are motivated by the desire to do good, to be honest, to raise a family, to engage in work, to give prosperity to their homeland, to help the needy, and in obedience to the law of God, to merit the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, there are those who serve themselves, who do not hold any moral principles, who only want to demolish the family and the nation, exploit workers to make themselves unduly wealthy, foment internal divisions and wars, and accumulate power and money. For them, the fallacious illusion of temporal well-being will one day, if they do not repent, yield to the terrible fate that awaits them, far from God in eternal damnation. We will also discover that the riots in these days were provoked by those who, seeing that the virus is inevitably fading and that the social alarm of the pandemic is waning, necessarily have to provoke civil disturbances, because they would be followed by repression which, although legitimate, would be condemned as an unjustified aggression against the population. The same thing is also happening in Europe, in perfect synchrony. It is quite clear that the use of street protest is instrumental to the purposes of those who would like to see someone elected in the upcoming presidential elections who embodies the goals of the deep state and who expresses those goals faithfully and with conviction. It will not be surprising if, in a few months, we learn once again that hidden behind these acts of vandalism and violence, there are those who hope to profit from the dissolution of the social order so as to build a world without freedom. Salve a coagula, as the Masonic adage teaches. Although it may seem disconcerting, the opposing alignments I have described are also found in religious circles. There are faithful shepherds who care for the flock of Christ, but there are also mercenary infidels who seek to scatter the flock and hand the sheep over to be devoured by ravenous wolves. It is not surprising that these mercenaries are allies of the children of darkness and hate the children of light. Just as there is a deep state, there is also a deep church that betrays its duties and forswears its proper commitments before God. Thus, the invisible enemy, whom good rulers fight against in public affairs, is also fought against by good shepherds in the ecclesiastical sphere. It is a spiritual battle, which I spoke about in my recent appeal, which was published on May 8th. In society, Mr. President, these two opposing realities coexist as eternal enemies, just as God and Satan are eternal enemies. And it appears that the children of darkness, whom we may easily identify with the deep state, which you wisely oppose and which is fiercely waging war against you in these days, have decided to show their cards, so to speak, by now revealing their plans. They seem to be so certain of already having everything under control that they have laid aside that circumspection that until now had at least partially concealed their true intentions. The investigations already underway will reveal the true responsibility of those who manage the COVID emergency, not only in the area of healthcare, but also in politics, the economy, and the media. We will probably find that in this colossal operation of social engineering, there are people who have decided the fate of humanity, arrogating to themselves the right to act against the will of citizens and their representatives in the governments of nations. For the first time in the United States has in you a president who courageously defends the right to life, who is not ashamed to denounce the persecution of Christians throughout the world, who speaks of Jesus Christ and the right of citizens to freedom of worship. Your participation in the March for Life and more recently, your proclamation of the month of April as National Child Abuse Prevention Month are actions that confirm which side you wish to fight on. And I dare to believe that both of us are on the same side in this battle, albeit with different weapons. For this reason, I believe that the attack to which you were subjected after your visit to the National Shrine of St. John Paul II is part of the orchestrated media narrative which seeks not to fight racism and bring social order, but to aggravate dispositions, not to bring justice, but to legitimize violence and crime, not to serve the truth, but to favor one political faction. And it is disconcerting that there are bishops, such as those whom I recently denounced, who by their words prove that they are aligned on the opposing side. They are subservient to the deep state, to globalism, to aligned thought, to the New World Order, which they invoke ever more frequently in the name of a universal brotherhood, which has nothing Christian about it, but which evokes the Masonic ideals of those who want to dominate the world by driving God out of the courts, out of schools, out of families, and perhaps even out of churches. The American people are mature and have now understood how much the mainstream media does not want to spread the truth, but seeks to silence and distort it, spreading the lie that is useful for the purposes of their masters. However, it is important that the good, who are the majority, wake up from their sluggishness and do not accept being deceived by a minority of dishonest people with unavowable purposes. It is necessary that the good, the children of light, come together and make their voices heard. What more effective way is there to do this, Mr. President, than by prayer, asking the Lord to protect you, the United States, and all of humanity from this enormous attack of the enemy? Before the power of prayer, the deceptions of the children of darkness will collapse, their plots will be revealed, their betrayal will be shown, their frightening power will end in nothing, brought to light and exposed for what it is, an infernal deception. Mr. President, my prayer is constantly turned to the beloved American nation, where I had the privilege and honor of being sent by Pope Benedict as Apostolic Nuncio in this dramatic and decisive hour for all of humanity. I pray for you and also for all those who are at your side in the government of the United States. I trust that the American people are united with me and you in prayer to Almighty God. United against the invisible enemy of all humanity, I bless you and the First Lady, the beloved American nation, and all men and women of goodwill. Signed, Carlo Maria Vigano. A couple of weeks ago, Q posted a message to loyalists who work in government. Well, this looks like it's another message to those same people. A counterattack to the first strike, prepared and ready in an effort to change the narrative and prevent mass public awareness regarding a coordinated effort to remove a sitting U.S. President, POTUS, covertly disrupt chain of command, regional comms as needed. Okay, now we have sitting is in brackets and law and order is in brackets. So this first strike was against the rule of law and order. The media plans to disregard this and inject their own script. They're going to label this as a political attack and accuse the Attorney General of election interference. Some commanding officers may provide orders that do not reflect those of the President or the Attorney General of the United States. In brackets, we have executive orders, class 1 through 99. So these are classified orders. Appropriate action should be taken. Remember your oath. Remember your mission. Infiltration, not invasion. Defend and protect at all costs. Q. Susan Coward, who follows me on Twitter, wrote this: "This madness must stop. It's all too much." That was right before Q posted this last night. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us: at the heart of the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Thomas Paine. Q. Q posted this last night: "Humanity is good, but when we let our guard down, we allow darkness to infiltrate and destroy. Like past battles fought, we now face our greatest battle at present, a battle to save our republic, our way of life, and what we decide, each of us, now will decide our future. Will we be a free nation under God, or will we cede our freedom and rights and liberty to the enemy? We all have a choice to make. Evil, darkness, has never been so exposed to light. They can no longer hide in the shadows. Our system of government has been infiltrated by corrupt and sinister elements. Democracy was almost lost forever. Think Hillary Clinton installing two or more Supreme Court justices, 200 judges, rogue elements expanded inside Department of Justice, FBI, CIA, NSA, White House, and State Department, removal of the Second Amendment, border, etc., illegals plus balloting, harvesting, with Supreme Court-backed liberal social opinion. Sell off military to the highest bidder to fight internal, long-standing wars. Their thirst for a one-world order, in brackets destruction of national sovereignty, serves to obtain control over America, and her allies, think the European Union, by diluting your vote to oblivion and installing a new one-world ruling party. The start of this concept began with organizations such as World Health Organization, World Trade Organization, United Nations, ICC, NATO, etc., all meant to weaken the United States. Also, the formation of the European Union through a con, of close proximity attack. Attack on one is attack on all. It was a sales pitch to the general public, fear and control. Regarding the European Union, did each member nation cede sovereignty to Brussels? Regarding the European Union, each member must implement EU rules and regulations in all areas, think immigration, currency, and overall control. Their thirst to remove your ability to defend yourself serves to prevent an uprising to challenge their control. There is a fundamental reason why our enemies dare not attack, invade our borders, armed citizenry that's in the U.S. If America falls, so does the world. If America falls, darkness will soon follow. Only when we stand together, only when we are united, can we defeat this highly entrenched dark enemy. Their power and control relies heavily on an uneducated population, a population that trusts without individual thought, a population that obeys without challenge, a population that remains outside of free thought and instead remains isolated, living in fear inside the closed-loop echo chamber of the controlled mainstream media. This is not about politics. This is about preserving our way of life and protecting the generations that follow. We are living in biblical times, children of the light versus children of darkness, united against an invisible enemy of all humanity. Q. This morning, Q posted a link from the New York Times, an article about COVID-19 patients that are being transferred from Mexico into the U.S. And Q posted a link to another article. Conveniently, California has an increase in the number of COVID patients, which is justifying more lockdowns. So Q responded, camouflaged by protests and riots, COVID-19, two in brackets, positive patients in Mexico were quietly transferred, routed to California. The swelling numbers of COVID-19 patients entering the U.S. from Mexico comes as many parts of California have pushed down their infection rates. It enables many countries to lift stay-at-home restrictions and reopen businesses. Then Q writes next. That's the Gavin Newsom article. How do you maintain control of the narrative for mail-in voting, which is necessary, and attempt to keep control of the population? The next challenge is a rise in cases due to testing increases plus COVID patients being transferred from Mexico to California, but overall decrease in death rates. The nursing home scandal is in the public domain. That's no longer a viable option. Q posted a link to a YouTube video. The video is called The Lone Warrior, and you can look it up on YouTube if you want to and listen to it. Interesting. Thank you, my friend Leo Redfish, who observed this. Q posted this video, The Lone Warrior, this morning. And President Trump tweeted out The Lone Warrior at 11:49, 37 minutes later. Coincidence? I don't know. All right. Q posted a link to this tweet by Chad Pergram. Democrat Tennessee Representative Cohen is introducing a resolution for the House to begin impeachment inquiry into Attorney General Barr. Has 35 co-sponsors, says Barr obstructs justice by favoring the president's friends and political allies. He abuses his power by using the DOJ to harass, intimidate, and attack disfavored Americans. Q responded like clockwork. We knew that was coming. And Anon wrote this, I see what's happening, but I would like to see you guys do something about it already. We know all of this. We are helpless to it all. So the real question, Q, is, do you see what's happening? Q responded, fear not. We are not helpless. Enough must see. It is the only way. You are being presented with a gift of vision, the ability to see clearly what they've hid from use for so long, illumination. Their deception, dark actions on full display. People are waking up in mass. People are no longer blind. Do you think it's a coincidence they banned and prevent you from attending church and house of worship. Anti-American, anti-God, one must only look to see. Have faith in humanity, have faith in yourself. Let light guide you, find peace through prayer. Biblical Q. Q posted a link to an article. Joe Biden has announced he's going to follow the doctor's orders and not hold campaign rallies. Convenient. Q responded, how do you prevent public embarrassment regarding the lack of crowd size? How do you continue the con regarding fake polling lead? How do you support mail-in ballot election fraud? Their excuse will be, but the election was not rigged. All the polls showed that Biden had a double-digit lead versus POTUS, as an example. Who benefits the most? Is this about the virus or the election? Q. That gets us caught up to Q for today. If this video has encouraged you, you might want to subscribe to my channel. Thank you for sharing this on social media. If you'd like to support me on Patreon, my Patreon link is in the description box, as is the link to my book, Calm Before the Storm. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.